This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has apparently retaliated for Iran's unprecedented assault last week. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The details remain sketchy, but Iranian troops fired air defenses at a major air base and nuclear site amid an apparent Israeli drone attack. Italy's foreign minister says the U.S. told a G7 meeting Israel gave last-minute information about the action. Secretary of State Antony Blinken does not dispute it.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
He says the Biden administration remains committed to tamping down Mideast tensions that have been rising since Saturday's assault on Israel, which followed its own strikes against Iran in Syria. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukraine said it shot down a Russian strategic bomber on Friday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
At least 8 people, including 2 children, were killed early on Friday when missiles rained down over the eastern city and the surrounding central Dnipropetrovsk region. In retaliation, Kyiv says it shot down a Russian strategic bomber it says took part in the long-range strike. This is the first time during the 2-year-long war that Ukraine has downed a bomber within Russia's borders. While the Russian Defense Ministry confirmed the crash, it said it was due to a technical malfunction.
Rachel Judah from Reuters. The U.S. House of Representatives has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval Friday to move ahead with the bill, with Democrats joining Republicans in a rare assist. President Joe Biden sent a swift endorsement of the speaker's plan. Final votes on the package are expected Saturday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The world's largest election began on Friday with nearly a billion voters in India in a poll set to last 7 weeks. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The vote sees Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoping to clinch a historic third term in office. He's called his first 2 terms appetizers, with the main course served in the third. Modi has campaigned for more growth, welfare, and Hindu nationalism. His Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, faces an alliance of 24 opposition parties, which promises to fight discrimination and to save democratic institutions from what they say is Modi's dictatorial rule. His government and party face criticism they discriminate against India's 200 million minority Muslims to please their hardline Hindu base, which they deny.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. A Bangkok-based plastics firm has agreed to pay $20 million to settle with the U.S. over 467 violations of Iran sanctions. The U.S. Treasury announced the settlement on Friday. Treasury says the firm was engaging in a joint venture with an Iranian firm and giving, quote, significant economic benefits to Iran. The fines come as the U.S. administration officials have announced plans to impose more sanctions on Iran after Tehran launched an unprecedented attack on Israel that could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. Kenya's military chief, General Francis Ogola, died in a helicopter crash on Thursday, along with 9 others. Reuters correspondent Debbie Rajarm reports.
They were on a helicopter, which President William Ruto said crashed right after takeoff, after visiting troops fighting cattle rustling. 2 soldiers survived the crash and were in hospital, according to Ruto.
Our motherland has lost one of her most valiant generals. We have also lost gallant officers.
Ogola was appointed by Ruto last year to lead the military. At the time, the president accused him of involvement in a plot to overturn the 2022 presidential election results. But he said Ogola was still the most qualified person for the job.
Devi Rajaram from Reuters. The United Nations Agency for Refugees says Cypriot efforts at sea to stop numerous Syrian refugee-laden boats departing Lebanon from reaching the European Union member island nation mustn't contravene international human rights laws. Cypriot authorities have reportedly dispatched police patrol vessels to thwart boat loads of Syrian refugees from reaching the island about 110 miles away. A UNHCR spokesperson said Friday relatives of passengers claimed Cypriot authorities, quote, forcibly pushed back several boats using violence, but that the UN agency was, quote, not in a position to confirm that. A Cypriot senior official denied any coercion was used to get the boats to return to Lebanon, insisting the Cyprus doesn't engage in pushbacks. I'm Alexis Strope.